Where was Boulderist Dush and Bdi House made? One of the most common pieces of advice a Boulderite will give to a new resident is go check out the Dush and Bdi House. But what's so special about a tea house? Well, ours was handcrafted in Tajikistan during the Cold War, and kindly shipped by our sister city of Dushanb. The rebuilding of the tea house in Boulder was an awesome accomplishment which nearly did not happen. The idea of a sister city or twin town developed from the Cold War following World War II. The pointer was to form legal and social bonds between disparate cultures, and even promote relationships between former enemies. Boulder residents of the late 1980s took kindly to the concept, and sought a sister in the often demonized Middle East. They found a soul sister in the capital city of Dushanbe, Tajikistan. But ATA circumflex the time, a circumflex it was called the Tajik Soviet Socialist Republic, image credit, CIA. Tajikistan is just north of India. In 1987, Boulder and Dushanbe pledged eternal friendship between the cities. As an offering of peace, Dushanbe planned to make a tea house, which was a symbol of community and belonging in their culture. Boulder accepted the generous offer before there was even a place to put the building. Luckily, the decorative construction took considerable time, because the artists were not using power tools. Photo credit, Mark Gallagher, detailed image of the tea house ceiling. That's right, all the intricate ductwork of the tea house is handmade. The artists took 2 years working on the carved wood panels, natural oil painting, carved plaster, and sculpted clay exterior panels. The wooden columns inside the tea house were made of cedar. This is odd, because cedar does not grow in Tajikistan. In order to acquire it, the TSSR had to declare it a military necessity to leave Tajikistan and gather cedar from the Siberian north. Photo credit, Aurea Priest. A low table in Dushanbe Tea House, hand-carved cedar column seen on the right. The sculpted and glazed tiles of the exterior of the tea house were the work of a single artist, a circumflex Viktor Zabolotnikov, who spent over a year crafting them. He added a Tajikistan's local wildlife into the design along with a tree of life motif. He had to fire the glazer pieces overnight, because power consumption in the area was overtaxed during the day. His hard work was rewarded with the chance to help supervise the reconstruction of the tea house when it was built in Boulder. As mentioned, the tea house almost did not exist. This is partly due to the incredible time and effort required on behalf of our sister city to construct the tea house by hand. The tea house was finally finished in 1989. A circumflex it was disassembled, packed into crates and shipped to Boulder. However, when it arrived, Boulder still had no place to put it, and no way to fund the reconstruction. A circumflex Boulder government was opposed to using taxpayer money to construct the building. This was with good reason, because assembling the tea house in accordance with building codes would have cost a bit over $1 million. So, the tea house sat in storage until 1997. Then, the Boulder Dushanbe Tea House Trust reached a deal with local officials to use lease revenues from a restaurant owner to pay off most of the cost. Finally, the tea house could be reassembled in its intended home almost a decade after its completion in Tajikistan. Photo credit, KVNG, detail of Dushanbe roof from outside view. The site at 1770 13th Street was chosen for its accessibility. One can walk to the tea house from a Pearl Street, where it rests beside the Boulder Creek, overlooking the farmer's market. It is the only authentic Persian tea house in the Western Hemisphere. It is bordered by a garden laced with roses, and a bike path inland with the poetry of the Persian Omar Khayyam. Both of these features were added by Boulderites, to help cement the bond between East and West represented by the incredible gift. To this day, the Dushanbe Tea House is one of Boulder's crown jewels and serves tea daily to the friendly, fortunate people of the city.